Hi there. Today, the music in background. I love this music. This is called Orchestra Baobab. And I just found this album. I just found this album in an Amazon Music collection that I didn't realize that's what I had there. Isn't this nice? As always, I have to turn it down so I'm not shouting at you over it, but I found some albums that I had purchased in Amazon, and this was one of them, and I love that because I had forgotten about this music. And I remember I had purchased this gosh, it's so crazy now. I visited Mali, Africa back in 1993. Doesn't that sound funny to say the 1990s? And this Orchestra Baobab, I believe, is from, I think it's from that same part of West Africa. Something so magical about it. When I listen to it, it makes me feel as if I'm walking those dusty streets that had Africa, at least the part where I was in, is this like red earth. And of course the baobab trees were everywhere. So it reminds me of that. But actually, that's not what I wanted to talk to you about today. I just found it right before I was going to make my recording, and I wanted to share it with you because it's kind of fun to share music. I've been noticing a lot, especially over the pandemic, how much of an impact music has on my emotions and my state of mind, and like this, right? That it can be a way to travel. Whether it's traveling to places where we visited, like this one takes me back to Africa, or it could be it takes us to a moment in time, or it takes us to a connection that we had with someone that we love. However, what I wanted to talk to you about today, and in full disclosure, I feel like I have to say this, I'm recording this on Saturday this week. Normally, I come into my studio Sunday mornings and turn on the recorder and record about whatever's there. However, I'm doing this on Saturday because I want to offer myself a little bit of space and ease. Last week, I switched, this may be too much detail, but oh well, here I go. Last week, I switched the email server that I use. So I've been using the same email server for many, many, many years, and I switched it, and I'm self-proclaimed technophobe. Not that I don't, I mean, I do use a lot of technology and I use a lot of new technology, but I'm not someone who's at ease with it. And so this will be the first email tomorrow when I send this out to you that I use the new email server, which means a whole new system that I have to learn how to navigate between now and then. And I thought it would be really gentle and kind to myself to have the content created so that I'm just dealing with the technology piece tomorrow. Or maybe even I'll try and figure some of that out today. However, even though this is my Sunday audio love gram, I am recording it on Saturday. And I guess that's maybe the first message, which is maybe the second message. Let's say the first message is, how does music impact you? And do you have music that takes you to a certain feeling that you love? And do you use it that way? So I have a playlist in iTunes that's called Feel Good that has music that really lifts me. Some of it's really energizing. Some of it sort of just soothes my heart. Some of it is just connects me to certain places or time. I'm certainly going to add some of this Orchestra Baobab in there. But it's a really handy thing to have, and it's a handy thing to know how to consciously choose something that supports us. I guess the second message for today, unknowingly, is what I'm doing right now, which is, where can you give yourself a break? You know, where can you make something that you're doing feel a little more spacious or expansive and not as urgent or not as stressful? And so for me, I was kind of looking ahead and thinking that tomorrow might turn out to be stressful because as much as I love doing my audiograms to you, I have this new technology to figure out. So that's the second message. The third message is something that I talked to you a little bit about last week, and I want to continue a conversation about play and how important it is as this pandemic continues to kick our butts. As this pandemic, you know, it's like we're all in this yo-yo place of, oh, it's going to be 1 month. No, then no, it's 2-3 months. No, it might be a year, 5 years. No, go back. No, we're opening. No, we're closing, right? Just the sense of, at least that's my experience. I don't know what yours is, but it's not fun. I guess that's such a silly understatement. As more people are getting sick, it's scary, right? It's very scary. And we're still grieving. We're still grieving so much in loss of lives and loss of jobs and loss of physical proximity to people we love and loss of things we love doing. I'm currently, I think I may have mentioned this last week, but still really going through my own grief process for my son, who, you know, really worked his butt off to get all his general ed done at community college so he could get, hopefully get accepted to UC Berkeley, which he did. And he was really excited about his last 2 years of college, which he had worked so hard for. He was excited about those last 2 years to go live in the dorms and be on campus and participate in a, you know, a university like that. He had a lot of English professors who went to UC Berkeley for the English department, which is which department he's in. And instead of that life that he imagined, he's just going to be here at home this fall taking online classes. And so losses like that, that I know we all have countless variations of in our own lives. So the importance of play and how do we bring levity and lightness into a pandemic? I think that this is a question that we need to keep asking ourselves, because as human beings, laughter and play and joy are things that keep us healthy. They're things that keep us grounded. They're things that keep us from slipping, you know, or being pulled into the undertow. And I've been interested in this, you know, with all of my work forever, you know, which is that idea of how to bring playfulness in even into the dark times, because it just seems so important. And I'm going to be sharing with you as a link to today's email, something that some friends of mine did, and I got invited to join, which I'm so grateful for. My friend Lori had a milestone birthday coming up, and our friend Andrea came up with this idea of something to do since we couldn't be with her in person and celebrate in person. And she came up with something to do, and it turned into something that was not only a gift to Lori, but was such a gift to those of us who participated, because it was so much fun. And this was way back, this was April. So the pandemic, you know, had been in effect for a few months, and really the sheltering in place had only been happening for about a month. And I'm going to share it with you. I've got permission from everyone to share it with you. And I think it's an example of, first of all, hopefully to spark for you, you know, that this idea of where can I bring more play? Where can I bring more levity, both for myself and for others? And then also as a literal example of something that you could do. And so what we did was we were all on Zoom and we learned a choreographed dance together. And we all sort of quote unquote performed together from afar. And it was so much fun to prepare. I think we rehearsed, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times. And that was such a joy. And I want you to think of this both literally as an example of something you could do as a gift for someone, or just as a surprise for someone. It doesn't have to be for an occasion, but also as a gift to the people who are participating of something a little bit different to do, because I think that's another thing. We humans, we need variety. We need to have fresh new things. And in this time of the pandemic, sometimes it can start to feel like every day is the same. I've seen a lot of memes about this, you know, that people are can't even remember what day it is because there's the same old, same old. And how do we think about our lives in terms of what can I do to bring some surprise into my own life and into the lives of people I love? I just think this is a crucial question right now. And so I'm grateful to my friends for allowing me the permission to share not only the video that we made of the dance, but also Lori gave me permission to share her response, which in itself is so uplifting and so fun. So I want you to hopefully, it's very short, it's only a few minutes, so to watch the video and to think about, is this something you would do? And if it is, who would do it with you? You know, which friends do you have? And if you watch it and you think, no way, I would never do something like that, I want you to pause for a minute and think, why not? You know, what is it that's saying no way? And is that a part of yourself that you want to listen to? Because we all have some, you know, some of those initial no ways, but that part of the way that we grow and that we expand our joy is to try new things and to do things that are pushing against our comfort zone. At least, again, for me, I just find that sense of energy that comes when I do something that is outside of my comfort zone, it's amazing. It's like there's a whole new room that I find in myself where suddenly the doors have been flung open and the windows are open and there's all this fresh air and someplace new to explore in myself. I want you to think about that. So I want you to watch it. I want you to think about, could you do this for someone? And who would do it with you? Even if it's one other person, it doesn't have to be, you know, I think we had four of us, or five of, I can't remember, four of us. You know, you could have 10 people. You could have 2 people. You could do it just for the fun of it and record it for you and your friend, you know, or you and your spouse, or you and your child. Like, how fun would this be to do for parents? To just give yourself something interesting to do with your children that occupy this creative space in your lives. So I hope that you always do this. Whenever I give you ideas for gifts, I hope that they're sparks, you know, and that you think about ways to make them your own. You think about ways to do them with different people in your life. And so that's my encouragement to you. And I can tell you, even for me, just simply turning my attention back on this thing that we did in April, I feel lighter. I feel there's like this sense of anticipation of sharing it with you. There's a sense of the good feelings that are coming from remembering those times with my friends. And that's also really important, you know, that we keep our attention focused on things that are happy making like that, because we need it. We need it. So just to leave you with the phrase I've been using ever since this pandemic started, and I know a lot of people are using it because it's so perfect, which is that Ram Dass quote, we're all just walking each other home. And if we take that as an extended metaphor right now, if we're all walking each other home, let's sing along the way, let's dance along the way, let's play a little bit more to help each other feel good, even in the midst of everything that's so hard. All right, sending you love. Bye-bye.